Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Serves us right. Serves you right, you idiots. What the fuck? Yeah, but he's going to clean up the border. Yeah, you don't give a fuck about the border when you're broke, dick. God damn it. All right. I need to use the boys' room, and I'll be back momentarily. I hope you're enjoying the show. Stick with me, and I appreciate you. Oh, that's embarrassing. Music cut out. I hate when that happens. Sorry. How awkward is that? Thank you, as always, to the key sponsors that helped keep this show going. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Call from anywhere in the U.S. and get started today with getting pre-approved for your mortgage. Tag CPA, online at tagcpa.net. Tag Accounting and Tax Services, Business Tax Services. They can help you get your personal return done from anywhere in the U.S. That's my accountant for many, many years. That would be Troy. Call up and call 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516 from anywhere in the U.S. and get started today. The way this works, if you're in whatever state outside of this area of West Michigan, you'll end up uploading all your documents to the online portal. It's very, very simple. You'll be given a day, date, and time that your taxes will be done. If the Gins has any questions while he's doing your return expertly, he will give you a call. Just make sure you're free during that time period so that he can do that for you. And the next thing you know, your money is in your account. Online at tagcpa.net. I was reviewing for Who Are These Free Beers this week, and I'm going to give you a preview of it in just a second. But they said on the Monday edition, I think it was, that this week Greg has to leave town Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the Big Ten tournament, his moonlighting gig, the $200 a game gig that he travels all over hell and high water to do. Whatever. He's done it forever. So they take those days off, which has a number of audience members saying, why? Why do you do that? Why don't you just do the show? But for whatever reason, probably because, I don't know. But on the days that Greg's not there, Kelly hosts it. And Hot Wings gets a lot of flack for that because your name's on the marquee. Do the show. Now, we all know, you know, I know, he doesn't have the acumen to do that. He doesn't have the ability. Oh, boy. We just watched in the background as Darla got on top of Bruce to sleep, and then he's like, fuck this, I'm moving. It was good for a second there. No, he doesn't have the ability to lead a show. There's no way. He just can't do it. He doesn't have, the brain doesn't fire quick enough for him to pull that off. All right? He's best in small doses. Everybody knows that. He knows that. But today, they're also off, out of the blue, and people are talking. They're like, what happened? And I guess Kelly's not there or something like that. I don't know why Greg isn't there today. I thought it was supposed to be Wednesday. Probably because he had to leave town to go to the games, and they were hoping that Kelly would lead the show for today, but she wasn't there today. So they all showed up to work except her, and then they all went home. So it would have been Hot Wings, Steve, Maitland, and Tommy. Now, Maitland and Tommy know how to run the equipment. They can run the controls. Fucking just turn on his mic and do the goddamn show. How hard can it fucking be? Ah, that's so incredible. And that has become a topic on their subreddit. They're off a day early. This person writes, I always wondered why he doesn't run the board or lead the show when free beer is gone. He doesn't deserve to make the money he makes. If you've been on a show for 30 years, yet you cannot run it, you don't belong on the marquee for sure. You should be paid like Tommy. Pay him in Skittles. Fucking embarrassing. Chris says they were in the studio on the cameras playing a best of. That is so bad. You don't even have the ability to crack a mic and talk. Something you've done forever. God, do they suck. That might be the most inept syndicated show I have ever listened to in my life. It is so bad. I've got some clips that I want to share with you. Coming up Thursday, we have another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 48, which you can get for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's going to be an awesome Big Fraud Thursday. You got Who Are These Free Beers? And then you've got the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with the Drop Machine reviewing the 1995 video that I was in, making a complete asshole out of myself. In this clip that I have, from the upcoming episode, show number 48, the crew was talking about a certain article that they found online. And when Kelly reiterated a web address, well, I cringed.
Was it in something like the Wall Street Journal?
It was from Gizmodo.
Gizmodo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gizmodo.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a first. Typically, a crispy R has something like a K or a C in front of it, or a G. Graham cracker. Crispy. Creamy. Crack. But not this time. She took the word org, like on a web address, and gave a crispy R to org.
Yeah, gizmodo.org. Yeah, gizmodo.org. Org. Org. Org.
Is it the strong G at the end that does it?
Org.
Org. Org.
Org.
Org. Org. Wow. That is rough.
Org.
I don't think that's ever been heard before.
Org.
By the way, I noticed in yesterday's reviewing that, and I've heard them make fun of her about this, the word singer has two G's in it to her. She says singer. Sing-ger. Singer. This singer...
Org. Org.
I have updated the Kelly Cheese Crispy R Supercut, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot wait to play this for Ben Glaze on Thursday.
Cream.
Craigslist.
Great. Cream cheese. Graham cracker. Cream cheese. Crayons. How do you guys say cream? As clean or crisp? Org. 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 Org.
All right, there you go. That is your preview of Thursday's Who Are These Free Beers? It'll be an outstanding episode. I'm already 13 clips into it. and it's Tuesday's not even completed. Ben Glaze and I will be reviewing recent work from the world famous Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Please tell your friends. Bob says, voice of an angel. Molly says, it feels like you're about to hawk Tua, then speak for the R. I think I know what you mean. Yeah, definitely sounds like she's building a spitball, then she rolls the R. Cole with a great idea. You could beep the first part of her saying singer, like bleep sing. I need to write that down. We could call it racist cheese. Oh my God, that's great. What a suggestion. I wouldn't have thought of that in a million fucking years. Holy shit. I want to end the show, pull the audio, and do it right now. Oh my God. Thank you. You see above my shoulder, it says Adam Kasari Realty, 914-4061, 616-914-4061. Adam is the brand new realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you want to buy a house in West Michigan, look up Adam Kasari Realty on Facebook. ADAMCASARI Realty. Adam will work very hard to put you in a home that you want tirelessly while he's courting you to get your business and after to make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted. Adam Kasari Realty on Facebook. Search him out and please mention me when you bang on his door about getting into a home. Adam Kasari Realty, 616-914-4061. All right. Where else do I want to go today? Okay, I talked about remembering COVID 5 years ago today. It just doesn't seem like that long ago. For me, it was weird because on my end, I was only 1 year into podcasting at that point, a little bit more than, and I had been used to being here all the time. In fact, I still live the same way as I did then. So it wasn't that odd for me, except for like going to the store with all the, you can only let a certain amount of people in the store and everything gets wiped down and the masks. And then it was getting political with all these assholes, like you dumbasses who voted for Trump, bitching about the masks, even though they were 1,000,000% effective. I hated all that. It was fucking unbelievable because I started going hard on people who didn't agree with me. And I still do. It was because of all you dumbasses that my mom died. Thanks for killing my mom, idiots. Anyway. I didn't really have a lot of setbacks other than the passing of my mother. There was friend of mine who's an accountant named Milton, former intern. He says, you can get COVID loan. It's free money. I go, what? Huh? FBA. Sorry. I looked it up and I remember looking at it and it looked so janky. It looked pretty sketch. but it was legit. You would like put in your name, and then it says accept money, and then you get like a ton of cash. And I filled it out, and then I went, well, things are going okay for now, so I'm gonna wait. So I didn't take the money. And then Nick writes, wasn't allowed to go fishing alone in nature. So effective. Yeah, thanks for killing my mom, Yondu. I didn't take the loan. Now remember, while I didn't, radio station owner, Joe Gassman, Joseph McFarlane Gassman, took two loans for his Grand Haven radio stations. We all know that. I went ahead and established a file of all the shit Joe did and screenshotted everything with contact info and submitted it to the Justice Department. I am not kidding. This guy did this. This is who he is. He didn't need this because of this reason. He doesn't own radio stations. Here's his contact info. I did all that shit. And like you, you can browse and attach the screenshots if you wanted to rat anybody out through the Justice Department. Oh, I was full bore. I was bragging about it on Facebook. That son of a bitch stole. Ryan says, I wonder if the Justice Department got around to it before they were doged. All right. Where was I? Rebecca says, I love how petty you are. Oh, yeah, I always remember jersey numbers. I go hard. I don't ever. Nuh-uh. Uh-uh. Nope. I'm going to get you. I will get you one way, shape, or form. I'm going to get you. I'm here for a lot of time during the day. I have time for little side projects, and I absolutely pursue all of them. Ryan says, as they say, fuck around and find out. F-A-F-O. Yes, absolutely. All right. What else did I want to do with you? I've got a few things, but I'm not going to lie. I've got kind of like a little bit of a deficiency in content today. Man Bun Chris says, like the Reddit girl, LOL. Have I talked about that on this show, Chris? The Reddit girl? I think we should. If I haven't, people have a tendency on my subreddit, which isn't the most populated thing. People will just wander over to my neck of the woods on my subreddit, which has like 600 people maybe that follow it. Not even. And like 2 weeks ago, somebody posted on there this. I guess I had talked about the instant replay machine, the drop machine. And I guess the little boy on Freeburn Hot Wings who posts things, he did a little story about Hot Wings and his clips. And I think I did address this on my show, this part, but not this moment when the chick busted my balls. So somebody said, what are the odds? Maybe I missed something else, but EZ talks about the ancient instant replay system, and then it immediately gets talked about on Freeburn Hot Wings. So whether or not there's anything to that, I don't know. But somebody thought that there was. And let's see. I don't know how to sort this. Okay. This person wrote, this person named Distance Entire 7219. wrote, imagine caring this much about what other people do years and years after they've long forgotten about you. Yikes. Now, I didn't post it. I had nothing to do with that. I just read it. The person underneath this person, who I guess is a woman, I don't know that when I read it, wrote, it's the same way your husband has forgotten about you when he's plowing the new girl at work. Yikes. And that person, who is a woman, wrote, LOL, cute. And then I saw that. I'm like, what's that all about? What's going on? So I clicked on that woman who wrote that crack at me. And I guess this is the thing where you go to like someone's what else they post in and look at what they've posted. And she posted a thing in on another spot online, another Reddit page, about her husband not loving her or some shit. God, I can't even remember it. I screenshotted it, though. This is what she wrote. I don't think my husband is the cheating type, but I simply cannot understand why for the past year he has slowly distanced himself from me. He doesn't sleep in bed with me, hasn't for over a year, and now will barely touch. So she wrote that in the subreddit marriage. Well, that's all I needed to see. So I screenshotted that, and now I understand why this guy wrote that. But I said, well, you can do better than that. You got to show the receipts, man. So I wrote, maybe if you spend less time here, your husband might love you. Go fuck yourself. And then she wrote, again, why so obsessed with everyone else? Get a life. It's beyond pathetic at this point. And I wrote, well, I'm just pointing out, again, never let me know that I've gotten your goat. I wrote, I'm just pointing out that maybe if you spend less time on Reddit, your husband wouldn't find you gross, like you indicated. And then she wrote, LOL. And then she wrote, miscarriage can be hard. Which, I don't know, that's fucking weird. And I wrote, are you a fatty or something? And then she wrote, aren't you in your 40s and still get to this level, 50s? Yeah, of course I get to this level. I'm the same guy I was when I was a kid, for fuck's sake. What's your excuse, you fat whore? This all says much more about you, but you seem too emotionally stunted to realize you are obsessed with other adults, and it's very sad and pathetic. Now, again, this fucking fat bitch came to my page and started this. I love that when people do that. They come to my page, they start a fucking fight. I don't have anything to do with it when she threw me under the bus the first time. And then I, of course, dropped the nuclear bomb. That's how I roll. And I wrote, all right, whatever. So did the old man finally leave you? She wrote, nope, he just railed me this morning before work. Ugh. Any other marital status questions? Perhaps my social security. So she's really coming unglued. I said, look, it's not my fault that you turned to Reddit to discuss your marital issues. Also, are you a fatty? She says 5'20" and 5 foot tall. So no. Let's see. I'm sorry you and your poor wife are too Catholic to probably ever divorce, no matter how unhappy she is, for fear your God will hate you. But he's not real and definitely already hates you for what a poor excuse of a man you confirm to be. Now, Reddit removed that, but I'm going to approve that comment. So that's awesome. Wow. So that's what Chris wanted me to talk about. So there you go. I'm glad you reminded me to do that because I had forgotten all about that incident. Luke said, I was the original poster. On Friday, you said we should be nicer, but I saw this dumbass's comment, was going to leave it alone, but I saw what an asshole she was in previous comments. Rebecca says that I murdered that lady. And I know I did because she responded so strongly. And it's like, well, look, I didn't do it. You're the one who came in here, started shit. And I just took something that you posted on another thread that your husband doesn't love you. And by the way, she's only 31, that chick, because there was another post she made and she revealed her age. I was like, oh my God, what a fucking nightmare. Matt says that Easy is the Trump of trolling. I think that is good. Is that good? Does that make me good? Molly says I'm fucking dying. Yeah, I like it when people go to my subreddit and talk shit because I always engage them. And then they go overboard with the comments talking about Catholic and all that shit. What the fuck? Huh? You're the one who picked the fight, you fat whore. Fuck you. Man Bun Chris says it best. They go low. I will go lower. Always, every time. Always. I will always fight. I fight dirty. I will always fight dirty. You know, I'll wait till you're not looking and I'll stab your fucking spinal cord. That's what I'll do.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
You asshole. Fuck you, you fat bitch. Chris says, Easy goes for their shins with a crowbar. Oh, thank you for reminding me of that. God damn. Yeah, you got to fight to win, Chris says. Yeah, I'm at a disadvantage. You're anonymous. From the jump, you've got an advantage. All right? Jesus. All right. That bought me some time. What do I want to talk about now? Oh, I have a ton of shit today. Yeah, I'm pretty lame. There's not a lot here. I got a couple sports-related things that we got to get into. This one actually a couple of weeks old, and it's kind of timely because, you know, the basketball tournament is getting ready to start. We're going to do our brackets again, the ESPN Tournament Challenge. That's a lot of fun. I'll post it, and we'll talk about it here. They announce the brackets coming up on Sunday. That's called Selection Sunday. Starting tomorrow, they do these interconference tournaments that really don't, I guess they can mean something. So that happens. Then they announce the teams, March Madness, and then we all don't pay attention to work and we watch the games. I would love to put money on it somehow. This is a player by the name of Duke Miles. The young man is laying it all on the court.
Furious that after the first.
And he got injured. Now he's face down. And he's taken a hard fall. And you see this right in front of him, this little white speck. That is not like a piece of tissue paper. They're going to show the replay.
Furious that after the first miss on the offense.
Okay, now this guy's left hand gets down and picks something up. He picks up another.
He did not stop play. But
they're starting to pick up those little white things on the court.
I don't know how you stop play on a loose ball.
No, I agree with you, Richard.
It looks almost like the trainers are getting on their hands and knees looking for like a contact or something small.
Young man is down. Duke on the floor obviously hit his head. But you can't take away the advantage that Mississippi State has at the other end.
Okay, now there's two guys there. He's the one that's really dark.
Look at this, the dive.
Okay, now did you see that? The head.
Look at this, the dive.
The head hit the court.
Look at this, the dive. 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 Oh.
He holds
Duke
his
Miles.
Mouth. All right. Now, there you got a close-up of the teeth. He has busted out all of his fucking teeth. And that's what we see right now. Broken teeth. Wear your mouth guard, dickhead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a face plant.
Those are teeth that they are picking up.
Now, look. That's horrific. Rebecca says, enjoy your unplanned dental work. We can't go a second further. Without going back to the selfie heard round the world. I was seated in between the penalty boxes at the Grand Rapids Griffins game when Teemu Pulkkinen fired a puck. Rebecca was in the stands when this happened. The puck was about 5 inches off the ice, headed towards the net. Pulkkinen had the hardest shot in the league, second to Marty Furk. The puck hit Brian Lashoff's stick, and it rode up the stick and then launched off the stick, and it stopped in Callahan's mouth. So it was friendly fire. He immediately covers up his face and skates off of the ice. Lashoff gets on his hands and knees, starts picking up his teeth. Now, the teeth are white. The ice is white. It's hard. He's trying to find the teeth. And we're like, we didn't really realize it at the time what had happened. And then we kind of go, oh, he must have. Oh, no, he got hit in the mouth with the puck. Shit. Callahan goes to the trainer's room. The dentist gets up from the seats because we have a dentist and a team doc who's literally watching the game. And when they see something like this happens, they have to get up, immediately go down and attend to the player. Rebecca says, I was behind the bench. I remember saying that those are teeth in Brian Lashoff's hands. And that's true. Now, he could have just taken the teeth and thrown them away because they were no good. Well, while the dentist and the doc are looking at Mitch, he goes, give me my cell phone. And Dog gives him his cell phone, and he takes a snapshot, a selfie of himself, and he posts it immediately. On the radio, Bob Kaser and Larry Figurski are doing the broadcast. And you hear collectively in the arena, people are going, oh. And we're like, what's going on? People are reacting. And because now the selfie's getting out. And on the radio broadcast, you hear Larry Figurski go, like, Bob's just talking about whatever. He doesn't know. He's oblivious. Larry grabs his phone and looks at it. It's a notification about Callahan tweeted. And he sees that. What I'm about to show you. And he goes, oh, my God. You won't believe it. Mitchkey just interrupts him. You won't believe it. So this is that. That's what he did. He took that selfie and posted it. Ugh. It was the selfie heard round the world. My God. That was incredible. What a moment that was. He ended up getting some dental work. It was like a retainer with like fake teeth on it. This is Mitch talking about his recovery.
I'm still in the process of that. I'm getting surgery hopefully within the next week.
Okay, now he has a partial in right now, so it doesn't look bad.
I'll be out anytime.
How long were you in pain from that?
When I had my mouth wired shut, I mean, it hurt. I couldn't do much. Couldn't open my mouth. But the worst part was after they took the wires off, trying to open my jaw, that hurt really bad. And also chewing on food, my teeth were really sensitive. So those were the two worst parts out of everything.
How long was that process?
After I got the mouth, the wires off my teeth, probably about a good 6 weeks for me to start chewing hard food again.
When did you have the surgery?
I had this surgery to get the wires on April 3rd.
major. To be a part of a viral video is one thing, but to be in a viral video the way you were has to be pretty surreal. Or...
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea it was going to explode that much. I more so tweeted the picture to kind of like let all my family and friends know I was okay and this is what happened, because I was getting texts like crazy after the game. But if I were to do it again, I don't think I would. I think I would have kept it more private just because of the way it blew up. But, I mean, there's nothing I could have done about it. Nothing I can do about it now.
How many retweets did
you get? I think I want to say over 7,600.
7,600 retweets. Well, what's interesting is he did get a chance again, because in practice, it happened again next year to him, which destroyed the rest of the teeth. I am not making it up. He got hit in the mouth again and broke the rest of them. Sorry, O'Neal. Oh, it was so bad. And that was in practice, not at the games, obviously. There was no picture to go with it, but it happened again. Same deal. Wired the jaw shut. Man Bun Chris says hockey people are another level of tough. I don't know if tough is the right word. I think there's another word you would have to use. I've never understood. I used to talk Jamie Tardif, ex-player. I go, why don't you wear a mask? Why don't you wear a cage? He goes, absolutely not. I said, why? He goes, I don't want to look like a child. I don't want to look like an idiot. And that was a repeat conversation many times over. He doesn't play anymore. He's a coach now. When the guy got his neck slashed and died on the ice, that wasn't that long ago. That might have been an international play or something like that. Then they finally started to wear these protectors around their necks. And the American League finally made it that you had to wear one. I don't get it. I don't understand why they do the way they do, or what they do, why they do those things, is what I meant to say. All right. Finally today, I want to get into a little bit of what happened during the Michigan State basketball game. Now, it was the last game of the year. They were hosting Michigan. And it's, you know, of course, in East Lansing, and it's senior day. So at the end of the game, the seniors will go up to the center court, and they'll kiss the court as the game is winding down. Michigan has won the game. They're winning by almost 20 points. They beat Michigan twice this year. Michigan's all right. Michigan State's pretty darn good. They finished the regular season as one of the hottest teams in the whole country. So they're pretty damn good this year. And Michigan gets throttled this last game, and they're finishing the game at the free throw line. And while that the final free throws are being shot by Michigan, one of the Michigan State players, more than one senior, one of them kisses center court, but he's kind of like not directly at center court, because there's two Michigan players that are standing directly on center court. And their idea was, we're not going to let you kiss center court. And now this is at Michigan State. Why would you? I don't understand why you would do that. And it's not like it's kissing center court is to show up the other team. Win or lose, they're going to kiss center court. They just happen to have won that game. So I don't understand why Michigan players would even do this in the first place. So first Michigan State guy, he kisses just off of the logo. The next guy, I don't know who the fuck he is, he's going to kiss it too, But those motherfuckers are standing there, and he wants to kiss right where they're standing. All right? I know this sounds kind of dumb, but it's athletics, so it's kind of, and it's their tradition. It's what they do. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't give a shit. But this seems pretty stupid by the Michigan players to do that. So the one guy who wants to go kiss the court, he wants to fight now. The Michigan State guy wants to fight these two assholes for standing at center court. So this is how that unfolded.
The place is Zapawa. Easy does it. Michigan and Michigan State. This is not part of the celebration.
Not the way to end it.
So this guy here at the top of the screen, he's the one who took exception with it. They're going to show it from a different angle.
The two guards were at half court.
Pippen, Brooks, and Holloman.
It looked like...
There you go.
Kaysen and...
Number five is taking exception to them standing there. Because they're talking, too. They're saying, fuck you, we're not moving.
There were maybe standing at center court. Holloman, and not Kaysen happy about that.
You're right.
I mean, they got to know it's part of the tradition, for one. It's not to demean anybody.
Okay, now the two coaches are going to hammer it out.
When you think of what Michigan State did at Iowa.
This is the Michigan coach. He's saying to Izzo, hey, these are two stupid assholes. Don't worry about it. Sorry about that, coach. You know, he's showing some respect, as he should.
They didn't celebrate at that game. Yep. They waited.
And Izzo says, I appreciate that.
And enjoyed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Do not throw any items onto the floor.
Now, this is completely unfortunate.
That's ridiculous. After the game, Coach Izzo spoke. You know, like they're saying goodbye to the seniors. That's good. You got want to get them riled up. He should then say, now go into the locker room and beat the fuck out of those guys. Now, this is the guy that, like, did the push-in. This guy. He didn't get to kiss the court. So now he's going to kiss the court. All right, whatever.
I don't want you doing that very often. But this one time, kiss that.
His last game in East Lansing. Now it's all set. All right. See, that's great. I like that. This is that guy, this Trey Holloman, speaking after the game about that incident.
The little freshmen, I guess they were standing on the spurhead where the seniors kiss it, and then like they was like we're not moving, and then. You know, I just had to move him. You know, as the like captain here, man. You know, I can't let nothing like slide, especially versus them, man. You know, they try to do us wrong, man. But you know, Michigan State means like a lot to me. I bleed green, so.
All right, so he's super dumb, but I like him. I like him. And I like that the Spartans won that game. I like that he did what he did. But, you know, I that's something I can get behind. That type of response. All right? So I will root for the Spartans in the tournament based on that. Chris K says, kind of like planting a flag at OSU. Whiny bitches. David says it sounds dumb because it is dumb. Donut Dan says they should have called a timeout instead. Piano Finger Banger says Izzo sounds like he smokes two packs a day. Yeah, he does. Rich says definitely not there on an academic scholarship. No, of course not. Come on now. By the way, I just got tipped off that coming up in September at Van Andel Arena to start the next hockey season, the Detroit Red Wings, that is Sunday, September 21st. Mark your calendars. It is the Detroit Red Wings prospect game. That is the red team against the white team. So this is, you can always see the future of Griffins hockey at Van Andel Arena, but this is going to be even more so because you got the guys that they just drafted and the ones that are trying to make the team. I've actually announced a red and white game in the past at Little Caesars Arena, so this will be my second one because I guess the Red Wings said they want the Griffins to use their entire infrastructure to put the game on. So that's cool. I got reached out to this today. Hey, you probably already heard about this. We're hosting Red and White game. I go, I didn't hear about it. Is everybody talking about it? Yeah, it's news all over the place. How come you don't know? No. All right. So, I'm excited about the tournament with that happening. I mean, all I want to do is watch like the last 1 minute of all of those games, especially the first weekend of games, because you're going to get several moments where a shitbox team is going to beat a great team. And you can actually see their hearts break when the shitbox team is watching the clock hit zero. I think there was a shitbox team last year that went really far. I think it was North Carolina State. I think last year they won like two games the whole year, and then they won their tournament, which meant they got an automatic bid. And then they beat the shit out of everybody all the way to like the second to last game or some shit. And that coach of theirs, they're like, oh, we knew it. You're great. And then this year came and went, and he was shitty again this year. And this year they fired him. Nick says, are we going to do the brackets again this year? Yes, Yondu. We talked about that earlier. Where were you? Maybe you were busy. I don't know. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you get started with your healthcare.gov policy, which anybody can do. But have Frank do it for you, and it's free, and that way it's done right the first time. So if you are in between jobs, perhaps you're unemployed or you're self-employed, you're going to get your health care from healthcare.gov, and you're going to get a great policy. And Frank's going to help you every step of the way. All right? Some of you are like, how does that even work? What is that? Well, the way it works is the government gives you a tax credit for the upcoming tax year. So they pay for most of the premium, provided your earnings stay under, I think, $105,000 for a couple. You get north of that, then you got to pay it back at the end of the year. Unless if you got a good tax guy. Anyway, buyinsurancehere.com. That's where you go. That's just a form, that you fill out with all your information. Frank will get back a hold of you and take care of you every step of the way. And as always, Frank's services are 100% free. The Grand Rapids Gold are in action coming up Saturday. NBAGrandRapids.com. That's NBAGrandRapids.com. Get your tickets for Space Jam Night. We'll be there. I want you to be there. Get tickets for you and the whole family. Tickets are cheap. The beer is cold. The beer is not cheap, but it's still fun. Grand Rapids Gold, NBA, GrandRapids.com. Thank you for being a sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Man Bun Chris says, who is the realtor that's been on the rolling ads by your head, EZ? They look new. Yes. I mentioned it earlier. You were probably fixing your hair. Adam Casari Realty. A-D-A-M, Adam Casari, C-A-S-A-R-I, Realty. You can reach him either on Facebook, just search Adam Casari Realty. Or you can call him at 616-914-4061. It is time now to award the asshole of the day. By the way, you see on his sign there, Adam, he's got like checkered flags. He's a race car driver at Berlin Raceway. And the Eric Zane Show podcast logo is going to be on the top of his car when he's racing at Berlin this year. Who is your asshole of the day? Oh, that's a good one, Dan. Ripped from the headlines that we just had. Brought to you by our friends at TC Paintball. Your asshole of the day today is Michigan basketball. Fuck you. You're the asshole of the day. Luke says that chick on Reddit. Oh, by all means. She could be too, but I'm already done with it. So that's where I'm going to leave this one, folks. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. I will talk to you a little later on with the Patreon. Till then, have a good one. Thank you, and bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.